wearing, she was at the Capitol. Wouldn't that be hilarious if her baby's born on January 6th? Her and Frank would monetize the fuck out of it. That's right, Anastasia. Hit the like button. What are we doing? Hit the like button. Hi, Facebook. How are you? Hi, Twitter. Come over here. This is the party. This is the chat. This is where people hang. This is where we have an exchange of ideas, and we get the one or two haters in here. Like that C-word, Tina. Who? No, Jenta. Yeah, she's the worst. Just an ugly woman, too. Fat. Just look at this fucking pig. Ugh. She's on fucking message boards complaining about me, everybody. She stinks. Ugh. Your life must suck. Hi, Dalish.
Oh, boy. Hi, Dirty Dalish. Oh, boy. We're doing it.
Oh, my God. Paul Egger, Jeff Closer. It's all great.
Oh, no. We're going to pad some in views already.
We're having fun. We're doing it. Before we get into things,
we're sniping the sniper, baby. Nobody sees it coming. We're sniping the sniper. Nobody sees it coming. Oh, he's holding up the hot sauce. One of Chad's patented moves besides hats.
Jeff Levine said, I blew Ray Davido out of the fucking.
Wait till he finds out. We're waiting to see his face. We can't wait to see that face.
I won the hot sauce contest.
Wait till it happens.
I guess Rose Battle.
Wait till it
are
happens.
Are we still talking about the Rose Battle? Are we over it
Woo,
yet?
Wait till you see the face.
Does Carl have to go do it now? And
we're waiting to see the face.
Anyways.
We can't wait for the confidence. He's confident right now. Wait till he finds out. Is this true?
I got some stuff today I didn't get to yesterday.
He'll say, is that true?
That's my girl, Chad.
He's confident right now. He just pounded his chest and told everybody he has one to two haters in the chat all the time. One to two.
Oh, is Melton sniping? What a fucking loser.
Wait till we see that face.
Look at Melton.
Got him.
Look at this unlikable fuck. Is there a reason why?
Woo! We got that one picture of Melton.
Studio where it's real dark, where you don't see your complexion, your skin, your spotty hair on your face. You're just an ugly, miserable man, Melton. You're miserable. You got a miserable existence. You have to lie about everything and everybody, and you use people, and you put the listeners in bad positions. Because you're a narcissist, constantly obsessed with money, counting the money. You actually did a show where you were counting super chats. That's who you are. That's who you
are. Oh, no. We've spun him. We got a boy who's spun.
Know-it-all. You know who I hate the most? Bing. The know-it-alls. The guys who think they know it all.
Bing.
Yeah. This is how you construct a joke.
Bing.
Melton, you're a fucking fat fuck fool.
Got him.
I saw who you really were. That's why I blocked you on everything. I go, this guy's a fucking mental case. That's why you left MLC.
Fuck yeah, dog.
You left MLC because you knew
I'm a mental case.
You didn't want to be in that hot seat. That's why you're always trying to oh, he's a fucking idiot. Really?
He's getting angry.
Really? Melton, you have no friends. You remember when you went to Skankfest and nobody wanted
baby. I'm just sniping. Baby, I'm just sniping. What's the problem? Don't snipe the sniper. I'm just sniping. I thought this was the coolest thing you could be. Am I wrong? I thought sniping was where it was at. Fuck.
I never contacted Gladwell Ape to tell you.
I never said you did.
Mason in Portland, you can hit bricks.
You just ran with it.
You go away.
Oh, he's banning now.
No more shirts for you.
No more shirts for you.
Just a miserable fucking fat fuck, man.
Pew! He's fun.
Criticizing everything. How about you write a roast joke? Pat? Again, since you're such this great writer, this genius. Huh? Why do the Vegas comics hate you? How come you live,
baby boy?
Probably in the city with the
hey, somebody tweet it out for me so I can retweet it. Corn Diff's good at that stuff.
comedy quit you. You didn't quit comedy.
Oh, boy. Here we
go. You became a full-on internet troll, and you know what you did.
I wish this Teddy Ruxpin would get a new tape.
It was real fucked up, and you know it. You know it.
What's happening?
You fat fuck.
He's losing his mind.
You're not a comedian. Take it out of any bio
you have.
He's
losing his chat. He's
losing
his mind.
Take it out of any bio you have at this point. You're a full-on internet troll who got his feelings hurt for 2.5 years from Red Bar. Let's rewrite history, dude. Let's rewrite history. Pretend like it didn't happen.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Pretend like it didn't happen.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Who? Red Man?
Here we go.
I'm not even part of that rap group.
Let's watch the genius.
Oh, watch it. I'm going to disappear.
For 2.5 years from Red Bar. Let's rewrite history, dude. Let's rewrite history. Pretend like it didn't happen.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Pretend like it didn't happen.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Who? Red Man?
Here we go.
I'm not even part of that rap group.
Let's watch the genius.
Oh, watch it. I'm going to disappear.
For 2.5 years from Red Bar. Let's rewrite history, dude. Let's rewrite history. Pretend like it didn't happen.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Pretend like it didn't happen.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Who? Red Man?
Here we go.
I'm not even part of that rap.
Let's watch the genius.
Again. Oh, watch it. I'm going to.
Again. For 2.5 years from Red Bar.
Again.
Let's rewrite history, dude. Let's rewrite history. Pretend like
again.
It didn't happen.
I don't even know
pretend
what you're talking
like
about.
It didn't
again.
Happen.
I don't even know what you're talking
again.
Who? Red Man?
Here we go.
I'm not even part of that rap.
Let's watch the genius.
Again. Oh, watch it. I'm going to.
Again. For 2.5 years from Red Bar.
Again.
Let's rewrite history, dude. Let's rewrite history. Pretend like
again.
It didn't happen.
I don't even know
pretend
what you're talking
like it
about.
Didn't
again.
Happen.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Again.
Who? Red Man?
Here we go.
I'm not even part of that rap.
Let's watch the genius.
Again. Oh, watch it. I'm going to.
Again.
For 2.5 years.
Again. Let's rewrite history, dude. Let's again. Rewrite history. Pretend like
again.
It didn't happen.
Again. Not true. That's not true. I don't know why we have to do. I don't know why we have to go to these dark places. You know? Fuck. We were going to have a nice, peaceful show. And you had to say his name. Ty Rivera. Ty Rivera. Fuck. Okay. Patrick, you walk down a dark alley. You see Ty Rivera at you in your cuck instinct, you turn to run to see Dan 7-Eleven Sushi 9 and at the other end. What's your move? First of all, I don't like your whole assumption.
It's starting to seem like the sniper can't be sniped. He don't like to be sniped. Oh, no. Arrest it. Arrest
He's just put on an old NLO 24/7. He just abandoned his own show like a bitch and goes home because he's being sniped. You're the sniper. You're the sniper. What the fuck?
I guess curl into a fetus.
This must be like NLO 24/7 or something. Or he's got an old show and he's just playing an old show.
I don't know. Look.
It's like St. Patrick's Day or something.
I got... Ty probably hates me.
He just quit his podcast because somebody was sniping him? You're the sniper. Stuttering John doesn't quit when he's being sniped, you fucking loser. Can I go to bed now?
Check it out.
Shit. Shit. You just quit your show? You just quit your show.
The original had.
What?
And
we don't need to listen to me. Motherfucker just quits his show. Straight up quits. Phone lines are open 323-825-4990. We made Sniper quit that show. What the fuck? Steel Toe was sniped every day of his life, and he didn't quit. You're like everyone. You're the biggest bitch in the world, dude. You're the biggest bitch in the world.
I don't like the look of it.
Holy shit. Is that all? Melton sniping me, lose your top for 30 minutes, for not even 3 minutes?
Oh, I'm wearing a sweatshirt because I work the freezer at Kroger's. I've got zingers. Speaking of zingers, I stole some from Walgreens in an alcoholic blackout. I'm going to be at the comedy mecca of Summerfield, FL. I'm winning. This will be up on Patreon later. I'm a fag.
Oh, God. Holy shit. I mean, like, you're the sniper. We snipe everybody. I've done this to you, like, twice, you loser. Twice. What the fuck? Like, who cares? Just do your show. You've got a cool show with planned... dope content. Everyone's a loser except you. Do your little show. What's the big deal? We're all just doing our little shows. We're all just doing our little shows. I don't understand. Put some old Chad episode like you did on the 24. I mean, I don't care about, you know, I can talk. I can do my own thing. I can interact with you guys. I cannot. We can wait for Chad to grow his nuts. Gladwell, tell him to stop sniping me. Gladwell! Is Gladwell your roommate? Gladwell! Tell Patrick to stop sniping me. He'll call Kevin about it. Fucking loser. His numbers are just dropping. 91, 87. Why? Do your little show. Do your cool show with your dope content that we've all been waiting for. Oh, he's gonna play the Chiron game. What a fucking... This guy's 50. This guy's 50. It's like, what are you talking about? Have me on your show? You're not a guy, man. We're not trying to negotiate. We don't think... Like, man, if we could just work it out with Chad, things would be cool. No, you're a clown. I'm not Kevin. I'm not retarded. I'm not... You know, no, you were going to go after my wife and family as hard as you could, remember? Is this part of that or?
No, I'm waiting for you to come get me. I don't forget.
You declared war, DEFCON 5. Remember before you knew what that meant, and then you were like, "No, I meant the calmest mode." That's what I meant. I meant the non-threatening modality. That's why I was so extreme. I'm Chad. I know what's up. I know what's going on.
And that was fucked up having someone film my set. I didn't stink. I was working out new material. Those jokes were unfinished.
I didn't have anybody film your set. That guy sent it to me, Doom or whatever. He put it on every Discord in the land from 2K to, you know. I know you have an alt. We know. You're too vain. We know who you are. I would never. Oh, no, another sick burn. Like, he doesn't even know the people who are trolling him and shit. It's so good. Ah, man, sick burn from GWF. The goof. It's like if you combined Ga and Tiff. This is the noise you make when you see a photo of a woman that you don't appreciate. Woof. Melton literally lifts everything from me in Red Bar. Who's Red Man? Red Bam Bop Bap? I've never heard. I don't know what that is. I literally don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard of that. I've stricken that from my. Chad the Mimic. This is accusing people of lifting stuff. Chad the guy who stole the roast jokes and claims he wrote for roasts. I wrote for roasts. I'm Chad. I wrote for roast. Yo, why did you trash? Why did you talk trash about Scott Stapp just because you two are from the same hood? No, didn't he like lose his mind and he was like, he lost his mind and he was doing like crazy amounts of drugs and he would like live stream from like ditches. He was homeless. He would live in like ditches and. He claimed the IRS was, like, hunting him and stuff. We can probably find the videos. The old Scott Stapp videos. Don't steal my content, Chad. We can just make Chad watch whatever we want. Chad, please don't pull up those Scott Stapp videos for us right now. Hey, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. Nah, he was crazy. Yeah, he was smoking crack. Brian K gifted 5 NLO memberships. Thanks so much, BK. Having it your way. Give me any burger, I'll eat it. Because my feet are diabetic. I'm gonna make your dreams come true. Chadley Zumach, we're gonna snipe you always. Every time you go live, every day. It's your new existence. Welcome to doing a show with your friends. You're going to lose your mind, TM. That's mine. You can't steal that. You're going to lose your mind, TM. No, we're going to snipe you every day, every time you go live now, and this is your new world. So figure it out. No point in hiding. Come out. Whatever brand of vodka you're drinking, come out. He's filling up his fucking bottle. Ugh. He's filling up the bottle. Oh, he's got to find a new chat that's supportive. All of his chat is just ripping him, so he's got to, like, hunt for one that's good. And he doesn't even know when those are, like, Somebody said put the Skanks video up again. Yeah, Chad, put the Skanks video up. Put up Red Bar. He's back. Oh, baby almost had balls. I saw him for a second. Did you see him pop up?
Baby, I almost got balls. Come on, Chad. Come on, Chad. Get on out here. You like being on stage, big boy. Come on. Come on, Chad. Get on out here. Give them what they want. Give them what they want. Oh, no, I'm proposed.
So I'm a little scared of it for two reasons. Number one, I figure, like, if I ever...
This video is available on my account. On my YouTube, Patrick Melton. You can go watch it. He's playing, like, publicly available videos. Like, they're gotchas. You know what we'll do? We'll increase his view count. He's going to make fun of how few views I get. We'll go watch his video, see how he likes it. I'll do this all day, Melton. I'll be a goddamn Indian click farm for you. See how you like it. We'll rack them up. We'll rack them up. I'll click your vids all damn day, Melton. I know how the internet works. Chad knows how to dig up real time. I mean, it's insane. Chad, what happened to your show? Look at this chat. That's actually really funny. Ha 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 ha. God, I was way fatter. Fuck. All right, I'm back. I got a blocked chat. Sean Daly says, Melton, you got man tits. Ban him! JK, that's a lot. And also true, you know. I don't know if they're man tits. They're like woman tits on me. Man tits are like a flat chest, you know. I'm pretty sure I have woman tits. Whoa. Hostile takeover. I mean, come on. It's Chad. It's Chad. I can't believe that's all it took. The title of this episode, which is Volume 1. Again, we're doing this to every show, Chad. We're doing this to every show. So figure it out, baby boy. Figure it out. You're the sniper. Figure it out. Are you really going to run away every time? You're going to show other people? You're going to promote? Your new show is showing other people's public content. Fuck. Fuck. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm trying to trick him into playing my whole special because that way... Laugh After Dark can copyright strike him. I don't have the rights to that. I would never copyright strike. But Laugh After Dark will for sure, for sure. Chad, play my special after this. I don't understand the gotcha. This is on my channel. Like, loop it. I don't care. Loop it. That was back when we had love, you know, before everything went to shit.
We're doing it until Patrick shows up, then my cunt closes like a screen door and I leave.
Chad, you've got to get some thick skin, my man. I mean, take April, for example. She rolls with the punches. Her Yikes. Mom is a land monster and the Onions never let her forget it.
Chad, you should invest with me. I'll put your 2017 Honda in my family's business, and I'll return a 1990 Chevy Spectrum Plus cabinet with no doors.
Chad, you're as fake as my sewn-on dick. You want to feel my tits? They are in a dumpster behind Cedar Sinai!
The best part is he was down to 78 viewers, and while he was showing my stand-up, he went up to 104. And now he dropped back to 91. It's about to refresh again. Let's see where 92. Isn't my stand-up increased his viewership? When we started the snipe, he was at 80.
Oh, no. He just went to 88. Oh, no, Chad. Put on some more mountain stand-up. Quick. Quick. Put on some more mountain stand-up. Quick. Boom. I'm right over myself, dog. Fuck yeah. That's good eating. Can I mimic myself? Let's make it real time. Is he playing me again? Because then we can do the loop game. Put on some more mountain stand-up. Quick. Quick. Put on some more mountain stand-up. Quick. Boom. I'm right over myself, dog. Fuck yeah. That's good eating. Can I mimic myself? Let's make it real time. Is he playing me again? Because then we can do the loop game. Put on some more mountain stand-up. Quick. Quick. Put on some more mountain stand-up. Quick. Boom. I'm right over myself, dog. Fuck yeah. That's good eating. Can I mimic myself? Let's make it real time. Is he playing me again?
Okay.
Put on some more mountain stand-up. Quick. Quick.
Okay.
Put on some more mountain stand-up. Quick. Boom. I'm right over myself, dog. Fuck yeah. That's good eating. You don't think I've developed the defense for snipes who can't snipe? You can't snipe the snipe. You know how to get it. This. Oh, no. Fuck.
You know, you can look in someone's eyes and see that.
Wow. So now he just starts playing Windy City Sheets. And his whole thing is like, I'll get you canceled by the media. As if I'm new. As if this won't be edited. And I don't know that 28 minutes and 10 seconds and I need to cut out a few seconds so I don't get copyright struck. You're dumb.
Shut up, Chad.
I mean, it's so insane. What year is this? What do you think I'm stuttering, John, where I go, above, 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 what do I do? What do I do? Oh, no. I've been got. I'm afraid to go on camera, so I guess I'll just end my stream. There's no way I can outlast the great Chad Zamok. There's no way I can outstream the snapper himself, the legendary Cleveland Zero. The tree teamster, the midnight driver, the knuckle-headed vodka drinking slug. How would I ever outlast? He's been known to go 48 minutes. Whatever will I do? You fucking queen. Let's go. Hello. Okay, come on now. That's just not how families work. Hit the like button, tell your friends about it. We're the new show. It's called Sniping the Sniper. Weekdays at whenever the fuck Chad decides you're going to do a show. How's the studio? I have three things. One's not plugged in. I have three things. One's not plugged in. Great sell on the new studio, Chad. Fuck yeah. He's like, I got a new board. It's just sitting over there. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. What else, big boy? Tell us about the dream. We're all waiting. Release Chad sets from Oklahoma. You recorded them. That's against my ethos. I don't do that. I didn't commission that recording of Chad. The one I commissioned didn't come through. But that one just got released. Corn Diff gifted one membership. Thank you very much, Corn. You're a great little corn. You're a nice little corn. You're a high-flying corn. Okay. Danji, 20 gifted memberships. Chad, go live. You'll get Bill from New Jersey could do that. Well, he'll straight up go like, you're not picking on my Chad. 75 viewers, Chad. 75 viewers. What's the goal? The football show? We trying to get it single digits, Chad. He's still playing Perry Carey Paravello. He's 50. You're 50. Okay, can we send him a birthday card? He's 50. It's the internet. This isn't even real. Like, there's no... Don't be mad. Don't be hurt. Don't spread oil. Don't rub dirt. Melton is amicably sloshed. I'm not, but I have had several bongs. So... things are going great. I don't, you know, I'm usually asleep. I was going to go to bed, but then I started my new show, Chuckling with Chad, where I just ruin this guy's life. Hello.
Hey now. What's up, man? Movie star fingernails here. Do you realize you cost me my Z-Man for the day? Like, what am I going to do? I need a certain amount of vitamin C and Z-Man.
I'm sure he'll be on MLC later.
I just don't know what to do with myself.
He'll be on MLC where he's, you know, let's keep him over on MLC. First of all, you're crazy if you think he's not relieved. You know, right now he's like, oh, my God, I don't have to do a show.
you know, I just got over the Vegas thing. We were on good terms. And now this. We're messing with a Z-Man, bro. Man.
So you're one of these true believers then. You're really on the Z-Man side. He warned me about these people. He warned me.
Of course not. It's a work.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. Of course. I mean, who's right. Bill from New Jersey or Cousin Jill? Those are his fans, apparently. Cousin Jill.
I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, kids. Hey, anybody who gets me, Nana or Cousin Jill or Chad's real dad or his aunt. For an interview on here, an hour interview, $1,000. $1,000. Anybody who went to high school with Chad, college with Chad, can we get any of the team that he stole sneakers from? Oh, look, he's asking for money on his stream playing Perry Caravello. I don't give a fuck, $33.59. He's asking for money on his Perry Caravello stream. So he's not doing anything or providing any content. He's just showing Perry Caravello, but he still wants you to pay him money. This is the true chat. This is the real truth. That's fucking crazy. That's crazy. He's literally like, I'm not going to do a show today because Melton, but if you could just give me money, that'd be fucking super. Your gay lisp is awful. These are the banners he has stored in his back end. And I don't mean that in a gay kind of way. He literally has these little things stored in his stream. I'm like, I run his world. Photos of art. I got my photo of Melton. I got my gay lisp banner. Face me on your show, coward banner. We're ready to rock. He shut his show down the minute he found out I was streaming. He spouted like Mount St. Helens. Chad said, have me on your show and face me guard. All right, call in. Call in. 323-825-4990. Let's do it. Face to face. I'll have you on my show. I'm not a coward, and I don't like being called coward. So that worked. 323-825-4990. I'd love to face you face to face. Don't call me a coward. You have 1 minute, pussy. 323-825-4990. Or guess what? You're the coward. You're the coward. Because I offered to have you on my show. This is my show. This is my new, cool show. And I knew you wouldn't call. It's just like everything else. You issue a challenge. I take you up on it. And then you fucking bail, pussy. Milton, have me on your show. And I say, 323-825-4990. And then you just, yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Classic Zamak. So anyway, Cousin Jill, if anybody has a lead on her in Cleveland, or the aunt, if we could get the aunt, I'm sure all these women could use a little extra money in their life for heat bills. This winter gets mighty cold up there in Schittsburg, Ohio. So, look, I'm not above paying for fingers of family members. You know what I'm saying, dog? You know what I'm saying? So let's fucking go. Hello?
What's it?
Oh, I thought it was Chad. Hello? Wow. I thought it was Chad finally accepting the challenge, but it turns out pussy once again, everybody. He's just gone blank. 78 viewers. He's just getting $2 from Spencer K going, Mud Shark Nation. Mud Shark Strong, dog. We got you. We got you. We'll make sure you get the $100 required to get your deposit on the 21st. We got you. Never gonna give you up. I just can't believe you won't do a show. I mean, who cares what I do? Chad, I'm a dumb idiot who doesn't even do it anymore, dog. Like, I'm not a real comic like you. I know that. It's what hurts, dude. That's what hurts. You don't think I wish I was out there doing it, opening for you? I do. I do, man. Fuck. It hurts. I think about it a lot. I actually do, you know. Like, fuck, man. Fuck. Why couldn't that be me down there in the Keys sucking off Nick Swardson under the boardwalk? Why couldn't that have been me in Summerfield, Florida, tweeting, I gotta stop saying yes to gigs? Why couldn't that have been me drunk at the Olive Garden live streaming with my friend Alex Stein, who's definitely my friend, and not clowning me by getting me drunk and making me look fucking retarded by chasing credit cards on strings around his studio like a fucking Muppet? Why couldn't that have been me? And then I think to myself, no, I mean, come on. What am I? What are we talking about? Nolton's never been able to get over it. I order new knives nightly to slit my wrists with. That's so insane. Is he talking at all? Hello? No. Video on video. Yeah, let's get some hot. I'm kidding. He was going to call in and I was going to hang up anyway. That was the bit. You think I want to talk to Chad? I'm not that guy. I don't know who you think you're dealing with. We're done with Chad. Like, Chad's an idiot. Chad's a fucking a pawn now. A clown. He's won. Once we won you, I mean, there's rarely any coming back. Once you've been won, you know, it'd be like Heather Gillespie getting clean and then you dating her. It's like, really? Really? You've seen the tent. You can't come back, you know. So that's what it is. It just, I can't believe. I really can't believe. He just cut it. Oh, no, he's back. Just playing an old app. Now he's just playing an old episode. We wouldn't even know. If you would have just started it and started replaying an old episode, nobody would even have known. What were you going to talk about? Chrissy? Right. How you hope her baby has Down syndrome. We know. What's the show description? Give me money. Majar. Hashtag Bob Levy. Hashtag MLC. Hashtag Kevin Brennan. Dope. Oh, he's back. No, just kidding. Hey, guys, since Melton completely cucked me out today, I'm going to put on a video when I had confidence before I knew certain people were watching. It's like, even by your own logic, it's stupid. You know. Okay, let's go with the logic. Okay, Red Bar slammed me off the internet. Okay, right. What just happened here? Today? What was this? He's on again live this time? He's not. Come on. He's on again now. It's you. Who's hiding? Are you guys dumb? He just started this. You just saw him open up a window to a YouTube video and start playing it and then full screen it and then make it full screen. This isn't live. This ain't live. So get real. He switched it to members only in the chat. Yeah, but I'm a member. I'm a member, so it doesn't matter. But this is a tape. This isn't live.
I went to the comedy show in St. Pete, hosted by Luis J. Gomez.
See, this is old.
Stein, Jason Ellis was there.
See, this is old. He's just replaying his old video because she gone. This show is not this show. This show is either... No, it's not that new. It's... It's one of these. Whenever that Alex Stein weekend was. But he ain't live. This ain't live. Is Melton a meanie bajini? Oh, no, he's down to 56. They're like, oh, no, Mudshark's actually going to do a show? We're out of here. Put Perry Caravello back on or Melton stand-up. That was my actual peak viewership. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. Melton's proposal was my peak viewership. And I'm down to 52. In seconds, I'll be in my 40s. I mean, what a fucking loser. And he's wearing his Zumach Mania shirt. Very cool. Very dope. Very, very sweet. You guys think I was going to take his call? Like, he was going to go, so listen. And I was going to go, I'm kidding. Click. He knows. He knows. That's why he's scared. That's why he's scared. He knows. I see through it all. Go back on MLC where you belong, bitch. Go back on screen with a man who doesn't respect you for money, bitch. That's where you belong. We'll see you on MLC, Chad. We'll see you on MLC, okay?
Could have been you. You could have held me like my father didn't. You could have held me as Florentine didn't. You could have held me as Godfrey didn't. You could have held me as Kevin didn't, O'Gain.
The best part was his, on, MLC. He, like, you know, he's such a bitch. He has to prove everything. He'll take any bait to, like, prove anything. I'll call Godfrey right now. I'll call my aunt right now and bring up the painful death of my brother. You think I won't? And then, oh, no. Just watching his old stupid show. Oh, he's down below 50 now. Oh, no. It's not going well. It's not going well for Chad Lizimuk. It's not going well for Chad Lizimuk. So Kevin, I guess, asked him who won the hot sauce contest, so he called. Now, this is the second painfully embarrassing call to the guy who runs Silk City Hot Sauce. And again, I don't want to be disrespectful to this Silk City Hot Sauce guy, and I'm sure the hot sauce is amazing. This guy has to be an idiot, right? Like, this guy has to be a fucking idiot. You know. It's like, who do you have signed to make hot sauces? Ray DeVito? I mean, signing me is retarded. Like, it's silly. You know. So, he called Chad. Let's put these two calls together. And I don't have them pulled, but somebody could do it and make a great video. One of you Clippers, this is a great video to make. They called Chad, or Chad called him, and the guy said, I want to thank you, Chad, you single-handedly, this is not made up, and I'm giggling while I say it, because it's so funny, it's true. I'm not kidding, Chad, you single-handedly rejuvenated Silk City Hot Sauce as a company. So he's admitting it was dead. Because Bob Levy has a hot sauce. Fucking Kevin has a hot sauce. All these, every Joe Matarese has a hot. None of these people ever. When was the last time you heard Kevin plug his fucking hot? Nobody cares. Who gives a shit? You buy hot sauce anywhere. So, you know, Chad sold nuns of bottles. You know what I mean? Whatever, teens. Don't get me wrong. I do believe Bill from Jersey bought a case. And I'm sure a lot of people bought a bottle because it's hot sauce. Don't get me wrong. And I'm sure Chad is going to get a fat check for $27.82. The point is, this guy goes, you rejuvenated the company. Okay, cut to, and this is not a joke. On MLC, Chad calls the guy again, and Kevin, because he's fucking great, goes, how many bottles? And Chad has dodged this question before, but Chad doesn't have actual nuts. And Kevin is Chad's father, just like Kevin is Ray's father. I'm not one of these guys who had a bad relationship with their dad. That's not exactly true. The point is, not at the end, when I fucking dug the thing into his skull. Okay, the point is, I'm very high. The guy, Chad avoided answering the question. He said it was nobody's business how many bottles. So Chad knows how many bottles. But on MLC, Kevin said, how many bottles? And Chad, because he can't say no to Kevin or put up any resistance, said, how many bottles to the guy? And the guy, I'm not shitting you, motherfucker. I'm not kidding. This is exactly what this dude said. And this is comical if you know anything about running your own company. He goes, 50, 75, maybe 100. I don't know. I'm busy right now eating dinner. Whoa. 50, 75, maybe 100. I don't know right now. I'm busy eating dinner. How did you don't know within 100% how many bottles you sold that saved your company? What the fuck? Now, Giroux is exactly right. Like he doesn't know. As if. You fucking idiot. You're a small businessman who sells under 100 bottles a year. And baby girl, if you said 50, 75, maybe 100, it's 32. Okay? What are we talking about? And Chad knows. Chad knows. When that check rolls in for Chad, it's going to be $40. It's going to be $80. The guy might double it, you know, as a, just like I did when I wrote your little merchandise business off. I kind of like padded it for you a bit. I felt bad how low it was. I felt bad. I'm like, there's only like six of these Mud Shark hats out there. I see why he won't burn it. He's like, one day, this could be my retirement. You never know when you'll be on Reddit and they'll be like, anyone got one of those Mud Shark original hats? And Chad's like, I actually do, and I actually need rent. Hold on, Gladwell.
AIR on, are you and Gino almost done?
Please shut the fuck up, April. I'm about to, hey, Maka, rain,
Jesus, that's weird.
Listen up, Melton. You can't comprehend the brilliance of me naming my show Sit Down Zumok. It's because I can't stand up for myself when people Zumok me. Anyway, I'm going to sloppily gate my spackle muttering for my 50 dedicated viewers.
I mean, it's just... I guess he's not going to come back. I mean, it's just insane. He's just going to play an old show. I love his chat. Mason in Portland is going, you hurt my feelings, Chad. I don't know if my hero will ever be able to, I don't know if my heart will ever be able to forgive you. Oh my God. So yeah, there's no way in hell this fucking idiot doesn't know. First of all, you're an idiot either way. You look dumb either way. You know, Shark Tank rules. You're either a business guy who doesn't know how many bottles he sold. Like, you don't even have a ballpark. 50, 75, 100, maybe more. I don't. I'm rich. Tell me without telling me that this is not your full-time job. I mean, this is retarded. This saved your company. This saved your world. Okay. Okay, honey. Holy shit. How embarrassing. That means Ray's moved tens of bottles, you know? Tens of bottles. Again, Dan G, holy shit. Thank you very much. MS3, hey, Patrick, just got out of a very brief coma. Where's Johnny B, Hollywood Adam, and Sheffrey? Anyway, I touched Baggins. Skidoo. Chef was on last year. There's a show on the channel, but, you know, these guys are dead now. G-Rob, member for 8 months. I've never heard a lisp from Mel. I'm pretty lisp. I get it. I get it. It means I'm gay and I bang dudes. And that means Chad is very funny and superior in every way. Like, it's just like the Stuttering John thing. It's like, let's go with your argument. I'm gay and suck dick. Don't clip that. Like, even if that's what you believe in stuff, it's like, okay. I guess you're a headlining comic who plays arenas then. Like, what's on the other side of the coin? You know what I mean? Like, then what? Okay, then what? Then what? You know, I mean, they always just change the argument. I'm like, I'm saying, Chad, you suck. And then he's like, Melton has a lisp. And then he's like, and I'm like, Chad, I'm saying you suck. And then he's like, Melton drives an old car. And then I buy a Lexus and I say, Chad, you suck. And he's like, Melton doesn't even drive to Summerfield, Florida and do stand up anymore. It's like, and no one's arguing with you about any of that. It's so insane. You know what Melton doesn't do? I mean, imagine if I came on in the morning and they were like, I mean, people tell me that all the time as a troll. It's like believing Lance. You know, Lance comes in and goes like, Shuli's sniping you right now. You're in Shuli's thumbnail right now. It's like, fuck, let me abandon everything I planned to do today then. And immediately, like, no, that's not. Just like a chat person goes, hey, can we do this instead? It's like, no. Also, like, even if I was feeling froggy and I was like in an interstitial moment of the program where I was like, all right, yeah, let's check it out. And they were sniping me. We'd be like, this gay. And then we'd just move on, you know? I don't know. Hype train derailed. Yeah, I mean, Chad, you're missing out on 99 cents of dollars right now. The number of Bill from New Jersey gifted memberships and Spencer K super stickers. It's gonna be dope. I mean, I can't believe you just quit. I can't believe you just quit. The Mud Shark. You're the Mud Shark and the Sniper. You're the Mud Shark and the Sniper. Come on. He's like afraid to be on camera. No, I'm really good at doing shows. Unless somebody's watching me that I don't want to be watching me, then I get really shy and hide behind things. Don't worry about it. We'll put on an old show. Somebody I don't like is watching me. Bye. It's like, what? What the fuck, man? What a bitch. And then he'll go on MLC because he'll have his boys with him. You know, Kevin, his best friend. And Adam, who's a cool hang that Chad really bonds with and really respects Chad. And maybe even Ray. Maybe we'll get both on today. After I know this, after Kevin saying that he was going to do more shows alone and it wasn't a chat show and a hang show, I know for sure there'll be four squares again. Whatever he says he's not going to do, it's definitely going to happen exactly the way he said it wouldn't. So it'll probably be just Chad and Adam and, you know, 07 Elantra in the house. Nice. 08 car, says Giroux. Cadillac with zero rust. Nice. Nice. So, Chad's just playing old Kumia's Cox where he makes fun of Ray. Because he a bitch. Hello.
Could you potentially do a snipe of Mr. Stuttering John Melendez, who's also live right now? Maybe you could convert the snipe effort to the Melendez stream.
I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, you're not?
Hmm.
He's the big fat drunk kid.
No, probably not. Thank you. I don't know who that is.
All right, that fair enough.
I'm not familiar with his work. Oh, he's the guy that makes trans and gay disaster children. Okay. Is he the guy that makes his kids never talk to him again? Okay. Can we hit the like button? We're going to leave, I guess. We're going to leave. But if you go back live again, Chad, we'll just come back live again. That's how it's going to work. I know what Chad thinks. Like, I'll go live again, then he'll run back and start, and then I'll hide again. And that'll be getting melting. It won't. I'll go on another rant about you know, I'll tighten these. I got a lot of stuff to do around here. You got a lot of stuff to do around here. On second hand, I'll just sit right here. I don't have anything to do around here. And I know you can't go at one. Sorry, four, your time. Because you can't go up against Daddy Kevin. He'll do his football show against Kevin because, like, you know. If Troy Aikman takes a snap in the woods and no one's there to hear. Troy Aikman. Because that's the last player chat. Okay. Took me a minute to put that together at my high state. Okay. So we'll just sit here. Chad won by playing an old show. LOL. That's George. He's an NLO fan and has been for over a decade. That's my George. Don't mess with my George. Yep. My George, I said. We own him. Me and the Postal Service. He's a mailman. He's a mailman. He moved to Vegas and we've still never met, but we do text each other pictures of our dicks. So that is all true. Anyway, G-Rob, I appreciate that. Jeru says, accept his challenge, Melton. Melton in the midday. Yeah. Tukey's Nana. I cannot hot sauce again. I don't know what that means, but it's very creepy. Kush King gifted one membership. Thank you. That's the most anybody's ever given. De La, new member. Offensive. Kush King, before you leave, read my gifted membership crook. Yeah, I leave fast sometimes. And voice chats take a second sometimes, and I hate it when that happens. I usually try to come back if I can. I'm back in Cali. My mom died. You're still my George. But cheers. Welcome to the Dead Mom Club. It hurts for a while, but then it's like it's nice to not have to send cards or buy gifts, you know? It's like she's just going to forget who gave it to her anyway because of the dementia. It's painful how bad Chad is at this. Chad's going to be like, I don't even need to stream. I make all my living from my road gigs. I went to Ohio and made no money. My cousin Jill wanted an autograph. That was pretty sweet. My cousin Jill. We're hanging. We're doing it. We're blocking Chad from podcasting. The guy who invented sniping. The guy who does it better than anybody. Mr. I-95. Mr. Sucking Dicks and Eating Fries. Mr. Captain of the ball team. Make up your own nicknames for Chad. It's fun. You can do it in your own spare time. What a fucking nerd. He is, you know what he is? He's one of those adults that dresses up like he played sports. But he didn't. But he didn't. He just pretended. He never played basketball. That's a fact. I have proof. I have proof. Just like he doesn't slice meats at Kroger. Right, right. I don't know what Boar's Head is. I never heard of no Boar's Head. Primo Taglia, what? I can't. NLO just made you quit your live show. He's blocked me again, so I can't see shit. I mean, this guy sucks. He's scared of a young pup. Who doesn't even do it anymore? Johnny Rando rules. This guy says the hype train has a hurt caboose. Ooh. Got him. Confirmed.
Shut up, Chad.
Sniping the sniper. All right, I'm going to retweet Zombie Tech because they tweeted it for me. And we're not going to leave. Chad's just waiting for me to leave. I'm not you, Chad. I don't run out of steam and need a granola bar. I could just have a couple Tito's and hit the hay. And then wake up for nighttime Tito's and go to bed. And then wake up in time to watch Melton watch me. And then day drink and sober up in time for MLC. And then seethe drink. And then go to sleep early enough to wake up and watch Melton make fun of me. Every day. I told you, autistics don't like it when you interrupt their schedule. And you know Chad is about as boing spectrum as they come. So, you know, when I'm not on in the morning, it wrecks Chad's world. He starts morning drinking and this is getting bad. Is Chad still live waiting this out? Yeah, he's live playing one of his old videos. At the beginning of this, if you're watching this recorded back later, go back to when Chad put this video on. You'll see him go to YouTube, find this video, full screen it, and then it's what we're watching. It's an old video. I don't even know what they're saying, but it's insane. It's insane. He literally ran away. Like a bitch. Chad Zuma.
Oh, yeah, the bitch.
I mean, it's nuts. He's the toughest guy. He's got the leatheriest skin. He's the mud shark. He sleeps with both eyes open. He never stops moving. He tells everybody like it is. Everyone else is a liar. Everyone else is a coward. Everyone else stands for nothing. Chad always tells the truth. Even when he lies, he tells the truth eventually. He has an on-fire career. Dane Cook is good friends with him. Dane Cook is really good friends with him. That's why they work together all the time. Nick Swardson can't stop taking this dude on the road. They're rich. His best friend Florentine has to fight for dates with him. Like, please, Chad, please come with me that weekend. And he's like, fellas, there's plenty Zumok to go around in between my own headlining dates. You guys forgot I was a big headliner. I'm not just available to go open for you clowns all the time. I get my own big, big gigs. He was telling us right before he lost all confidence once he found out Melton was watching, right before he shriveled up into a little snail man. He was telling us how in demand he is. Now clubs won't stop calling him for dates. So I'm expecting the 2024 calendar is going to be killer. Killer. Good luck getting a Zumach podcast in 2024. He's going to be on Jets. He might get clear. He might get clear. He's going to be at the airport a lot. It's only 8 miles from his house. He loves to tell people how far things are from his house, how far Hulk Hogan is from his house. It's great. It's great. He's on. He's not. He's not.
And that's it. That's it. I'm not doing this back and forth like, No,
this is old.
I was done getting bullied. I'm not getting bullied anymore. I'm fucking calling the shots now, right? So that's what it is. That's what it is.
So that is not live. Don't be fooled. This is an old episode he's playing to you. Don't be fooled. Chad makes a decent amount of pesos. You're dumb. Joey C is 6.4 miles away. The airport. Chad said he made over 100,000 in super chats this year. It's like, fuck, dog. Fuck, that hurts. That's painful to hear those kind of lies. De La, 5 gifted memberships. This is amazing. This is amazing. We're starting a hype train. It's starting, everybody. We're doing it. We're hype training. Oh, no. Stuttering John is watching this morning show. Is this a morning show? Hi, everybody. My name's Stuttering John. My kids don't talk to me. No penis on. He cut it off, and now he is a she. Oh, wait, she is a he. How could it be? I don't know. It just fucking occurred to me that my daughter is a son. Oh, come on. Your fucking daughter's a son, Doug. That just should be a shirt. Oh, yeah? Your daughter's a son. If I did a roast with Stuttering John, that would just be everything. Every fucking joke. I would just go, your boy, your girl. See, I can't even do it. I'd get confused. Just like your boy, your girl, your. They. Just like your baby. I'd just be like, yeah, oh yeah, your daughter's a son. Oh yeah, your daughter is now your son? Just keep changing the inflection of it. Then they know you're good. All you know, Chris Rock used to do that joke. You know, you got one job as a father. To keep your kid off the pole. Turns out you got two jobs, John. You got to keep your kid from wanting a pole. It's a girl, John. She's a girl. She can't have a dick. All you have to do is make sure your girl doesn't become your boy. That's all you have to do as a father. Keep him off the pole. Keep them from not wanting to be what they're, you know, the same reason if they're like, I want to be an astronaut. You go like, you're not an astronaut. Okay. That's a boy's job. Oh, that's a good stand-up bit. let's go out in my new set. Comebacks and camel toes.
AI would like to announce that the Melton was wrong. My 20-city tour with Chad and Ray Roast on Ice will sell tickets. I didn't got any, I can't put in that.
What the fuck? It does need a reboot or something. Okay? Sometimes it does crazy shit. What are these little noises?
AI would like to announce that the Melton was wrong. My 20-city tour with Chad and Ray Roast on Ice will sell tickets. I didn't got any, I can't put in that.
Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Yeah, Chad thinks that race, that roast was like the roast heard around the world. And we were all like, whoa. And I think Kevin does think it's going to be a franchise. And it'll probably be like the therapist, you know, we'll get 4 to 6 goes out of it before it's like the porn stars. That was great yesterday. That was great. Where he just kicks the porn star off. Fuck yeah. Spencer K is over there coping for Chad in the chat. No, you don't understand. Chad just put up an old show because Melton tried to snipe him and Chad's not having it. It's like, yeah. If Chad just came live and started talking about Gino or Chrissy's gums, it'd be boring and I'd tune out. All you had to do was your awesome prepared show. Guys, you won't believe what Chrissy's gums did this week. As if it's ever new. You know, every time Mubi begs for money and doesn't hit his goal, it's new. Every time. It's literally watching a guy write new material on the fly every time for how he won, even though he clearly just ate shit in front of us all. We just watched a guy fall off his bike and scrape up his whole face. And he stands up and points to people watching him going like, I think they need help. It's like, holy shit. We all just watched you get pretty banged up. Should we call a friend or a loved one? Oh, wait, your parents don't talk to you anymore because of the way you threw away your wife and your life and your kids and gave it all up for a woman with a Jameson and a... What's the one with the deer? Jägermeister tattoo next to a tree and a she will rise again in old English. Next to a don't tread on me flag. Next to a empty beer bottle with a top popped off with a Snapple fact. Okay, I am very too high for this. But either way, oh, I just got a Venmo. Chad's going to hate it. Chad's going to hate it. Oh, no, don't Venmo me, people. This is not a show. Brad, $10. Thank you. All aboard the Snipe Train. Oh, fuck. We're going to call it the Snipe Train. We're going to call it the Snipe. That's brilliant, Brad. Fuck, this guy's going to be my writer. For real. Can we find the gayest iteration of hype train music that there is? And what do you put up, Chad? Some sort of, you know. Come on, ride that train. Copyright. Oh, let's do karaoke. And we want a bad one. Right? $19.96. This will be good.
This is not a fucking thing.
You're sticking your jokes up my ass.
You get the bit? You just put music on and do nothing and expect everything. You just put music on and do nothing and expect everything. I'm sorry I had to put you through 2 minutes of that. Dance monkey. That's the difference. That's the difference, you fucking hack. I don't do no waiver $199. Wow. This guy's got money. Dan G, $5, hype train. No, snipe train. Snipe train. Choo Choo Mason in Portland. Your band, Mason in Portland. I mean, what a fucking idiot. Chad's whole thing earlier, too, was like, Melton steals everything. It's like, what are your bits? Your opening song is Steel Toes. Your big bit is Hype Train, which you stole from Steel Toe. These are like your big bits that you're known for. It's like, what's the big chat? Oh, we did take the likes thing from Chad, but that's actually a good idea. That's why he doesn't do it anymore. He abandons good ideas immediately. That was a mistake. I didn't mean to do that. Having someone in charge of the likes is great. Then I don't turn into stupid Steel Toe. You know, I don't even have to bring it up like 3 times every day. That's it. And I only bring up the goal like, you know, 30 times an hour. The goal. The goal. So we don't have anything going on. Feel free to chat or ask questions or type in. Dance, dance. Dance, dance. hold on. We got a breaking news coming. This could wreck me, actually. This actually could ruin my career if this leaks. Reddit told me Red Bar destroyed you. I thought you were entertaining, but if Red Bar said shit about you 7 years ago, I can't continue to be a fan. I get that. You ever watching a movie and you're like, this is a good movie, and your friend goes, this sucks, and you're like, oh,
I have a feeling that's how every time Aaron and April watch a movie, she's like, this is pretty good. He's like, no, this is dumb. This was a test. You know, he's the kind of guy who like tests her on movies. You weren't supposed to like this one. No, Jared. I mean, every day with the Jared. What's happening? Who hurt you, Jared? Hey, Chad, quick question. Is this going to be up later? The sad thing is it probably will. He'll be like, this is an exclusive of when Melton was. I can't wait to go back and watch it, frankly. What a loser. Copyright strike me, Chad. Copyright strike me, Chad. You're way too comfortable with wasting your viewers' time. You have no idea, fucking fruit. You have no idea. I'll bring back Wordless Wednesdays, motherfuckers. I don't give a shit. Take that, Tukey. I'll do Wordless Wednesdays where I literally just go live and stare just to go up against the puppet. He'll beat me at first. He'll beat me at first, but then you'll learn to read my eyes, and then it'll become like a story. And you'll be wishing I did overtime. You'll be like, only 4 hours of Melton's insanely cumulonimbus-like pupils. You might want to have those looked at. They're not supposed to be cloudy. Okay. I like to bring people health checkup information they may not be aware of. Thanks, Justin Cramp. Ooh. That's what Stuttering John does? Hold on. Waste people's time? No. This is like a block. I'm like an unused pawn right now. I'm just like in a space where Chad wants to be. So now he's going to have to reschedule. And look, Chad, I know you're going to try to do your late night things. We'll be there. People have my number. People have my email. No, of course not. We're not actually going to stream snipe you every time. We're not insane losers, but you never know when, Chad. You never know when. You'll have put in 12 minutes of real hard work preparing a show, and you'll go live, and Melton will be there. Volume 2. And you'll be like, fuck. And you'll just watch your whole day melt away. Oh, I better put on an old episode. But first, let me completely lose my cool and yell like a maroon.
Right.
Come on. Brian Landon, my daughter loves Nanerpuss poster. My wife has no idea what it is. Thanks. Yeah, just so you know, we do sell Nanerpuss prints in our store, along with a puzzle of Aaron Imholt eating corn on the cob the gay way, and many other things, including our dark collection of shirts, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, jackets, hats, beanies, Nanerpuss gear, long sleeves, hoodies. Rod Pocket stuff.
Rod Pockets.
You're going to love the way
you look. You're going to like the way you look.
Pick one up. Support the show. We're going to be selling Mud Shark hats again. Very soon. Against Chad's wishes. I'll just take the money.
We got a fish lunch.
Anyway, thank you for your support. NobodyLikesOnions.com/store. Flex says he only caught the last 30 minutes. Trust me, gift 10 memberships right now. You're welcome. Because you're going to want to go back and watch this from the beginning. You're going to want to see it. You're going to want to see it. And by the way, it'll get pulled down for a little bit, you know, because he's going to try to get me copy. I don't even care about that. Bring it. So we don't care. I'd like a vacation. Copyright strike me, and then, you know, 19 people will Venmo me big amount, disgraceful. Send me like $2,000, and I'll get a week off. And I'll be like, we'll come back in December. And be like, you don't know how much this hurt. What a big hard, this was a tough month. Please give. And I'll have an offering plate. I've actually ordered an offering plate. Stella B, will you be passing your 2024 Florida gigs to the Z Man? Look, I'm not passing anything to the Z Man other than advice he won't take. But that's the best part. It's like you literally tell Chad like things that'll fix his show, and he's like, yeah, right. I'm not falling for that. Do my show even when someone who doesn't like it is watching? Yeah, right. As if. You should go on MLC now. Block him from get it going on there too. Wow. Yeah, I'll just tell Kevin anytime you want to have a chat on, I'll come on for free. You know, I can do this. My name's Ray. I can do this. I can do an impression of Ray. He's a good guy. Look at me. I'm Ray. Great impression, Chad. Great impression. It's beneath you to go on other shows, in my opinion. It's weird. Yeah, no one's actually doing that. That's for Chad. We want Chad on MLC. We want him to never do this again. Or make another football pick. You know, he quit doing Sit Down Zumok. He doesn't even do Sit Down Zumok anymore. He only does Mondays with Mazer, Kumi as Cox, No More Mud Sharks Watching Misery, because Daddy Kevin. And Saturday Kumi is with Cox. But the football show. So, yeah, like, you're allowed to keep doing the football show. You're not allowed to do Kumi as Cox anymore. It's stale. We're doing you a favor. It's dumb. The name of this show, by the way, is Chrissy's Baby. And 50 are watching. He started screaming 100 minutes ago. He has 80 likes. It's retarded. No one's watching it. And the people who are so dumb, they don't know it's a rerun. You know. So, good luck. Good luck. It's time to wrap it up. You've been building the studio. You have the new show ideas. You're partnering up with Stuttering John or Opie. You're not gonna say yet. One or the other. We all know Opie loves to partner up and do other people's shows. So it's probably Opie. Oh, wait, no. Stuttering John, though, used to have a good working relationship. Oh, no. But you have a lot of ideas. And it's going to be good. And the studio's almost done. You have three things in there. Yesterday, Kevin Brennan asked him how the studio's coming along. He said, I have three things in there right now. One of them is not plugged in. It's like, ooh, what a brag. One of them's not plugged in. Ladies, get those panties off. You won't be needing those. One of them's not plugged in. Is it the same on-air sign that stupid Mondays with Mazerbot, Tony Mazer, and he can't even plug it in and turn it on because it's too bright for his shitty little webcam. Dope. Dope. I can't wait to see your shitty little studio, Chad. I can't wait. Because the sad thing is you've tried. You've been working on this motherfucker for almost a year. There's three things in there now. One's not plugged in. Whew. Woo. What a fucking idiot, dude. What an idiot. Yeah, somebody said that the on-air sign's supposed to go outside the room. Yeah, but you can't tell that to Joey C. and Mondays with Mazer. That's how you know that sign's gay. Joey C. has one. Mondays with Mazemans has one. Oh, my God. Hold on.
Ray, you dummy. He's a super fan. He's all, dude, he's all like Chad. You're an idiot, Ray. He just gave you $100, you fucking, and wish you happy birthday.
Yeah. So, see, that's so old. Oh, boy. Who knew? Who knew you could make a sniper run for the hills? Chad, come back. We like you. We like you. We think it's cool. Come back. We didn't even get to hear about Chrissy's baby. We didn't even get... Chad, what were you going to say about her baby? Chad, come on. Fuck. What were you going to say about her baby, dude? That's sick. The whole show is going to be you making fun of Chrissy's baby. Dude, get in here. Fuck. We didn't even get to hear it. Give us a little bit of like what he's drinking. Of course. He's texting Kevin right now. If I come on, you better tell Melton. Gladwell 8 better tell Melton to leave me alone. And Kevin Brennan better tell Melton to leave me alone. I want full protection. I'm the mud shark. I need other, more braver sharks to circle around me at all times. Because I ain't got no fins. And I've been drinking all day. And I'm dumb. Okay. I mean, holy shit. Imagine this guy trying to date. A woman Googles him. I'm sorry, it's what? No, you have to tell me the last name. I'm not going to date with a guy I don't know his last name. What's your last name? Zuma? Okay, hold on. Do you have a 37-page rap? I gotta go. I'm busy that day. I'm busy that day. You want to meet me at the porch in Tampa? What is that place he likes to go get punched at? Fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot. I am Hawk, super sticker, corn diff, super sticker. Oh boy, I feel a super sticker. Snipe train. The chat room is dead over there. Somehow I have 350 viewers. That's wild. Get out of town. Get out of town. See, and if he's with like Earl Skankman, if he goes on with Earl Skankle to do the football show and we overrun it and snipe it, he won't quit because he's got somebody. He is a very fragile emotional bitch. Like, all you have to do is like, give him a single dose of his own medicine, and he just folds like a fucking cuck. He folds like a cuck. Snipe MLC. I should have been asleep this whole time. We're only blocking Chad. Chad's too scared to. Uh-oh, he might come back and sign off. Bill from Jersey gifted 5 gifted memberships to Chad. Fuck. He's back. He's back, baby.
About that. I completely skipped over Chris Mack. He's been a member for 3 months. Thank you, Chris Mack, for your contribution. MGD says, skip ahead to when Kevin calls in 30 minutes or 45 minutes or something. Ray sounds like he's talking.
Is that still the old replay, MGD? I don't even know anymore. Because MGD's in our chat. A chip, chirp, chipping away. Chad has 56 live viewers. Show him some respect. Them's Gino Biscorkorks numbers. Them's Gino Biscorky's numbers. Okay, that is an old replay. Never mind. See, even I fall for it. Hack. Hack. At least you can tell by the wall whether you're watching like a really old show or not. Or even a show from last month or last week sometimes. He ain't back. He's probably sloshed. I assume he'll be on MLC like a little bitch. I assume Chandler's over in his chat room now. What's going on? Oh, Chandler, the mud shark, the Cincinnati sniper. Heard we were sniping him. He lost his mind for 3 minutes and screamed and bounced, you know, Chad style. And then he said, oh, yeah, watch this. And then he played some Melton stand-up, and he got more viewers than he's ever had. And then he stopped playing Melton stand-up, and then the viewers all went down to 80. And then he left his own stream. He left his own stream. He left his own stream and put up an old replay. Mycroft says, Chad, you know, KB hates you right now. Chad's frantically. Yeah, Chad will be like, you better tell Melton, I'm not going to do your show if Melton's going to, you're like, you're Melton's boy. You got to either get rid of Melton's merch or you got to, he's going to do some stupid shit like that. Oh, God. Oh, honey. Nobody care. You're 50 and you ran away from your own stream. It's sad. You're going to want to go back and watch this one, guys. You're really going to want to go back and watch this one. Holy shit. I just don't get it. You're the guy who does this. You're the fucking sniper. I don't get it. Nobody fucks with you. DEF CON, whatever the bad one is. Come on. You can't even go. Anthony Torito, God, you run that cunt's life. Every instinct he has is wrong. Chad, you're 50. I just turned 44. You turned 49. Okay, so we're only a month apart. I'm 44 this month. Chad will be 49 next month, correct? So we're truly 7 years apart. 7 years and a month. Right? I don't know. Somebody do the math. G Rob, will this be up later? Yeah, what are you going to do with this show, Chad? We got, first of all, the beauty of it is the contrast. That's why I named this show Volume 1. Wait till you see his face. We want to see the face. Can't wait to see his face. Because the first minutes of Chad's show today. Hey, everybody. Chad Zumach here. I know the 117 and you know who I am. It was 80.
And he was talking, and he's just like, you know what? Fucking, I got clubs calling me. Everybody wants a piece of the mud shark. I'm selling so much hot sauce. He was really chirping. He was really confident, Chad. And then he's like, what, Melton sniping me? And then he just screamed at me. And then he played my content from my YouTube channel, which is publicly available. And that was very embarrassing. And now we're here with him just hiding and drinking vodka, watching an old show. I mean, it's crazy. Eat Up 45 says, imagine getting dragged down by a fat nobody and a smelly puppet. Chad's a loser. Right. I mean, for all the shit you talk, you're like, Melton's been killed, removed from the internet. He's beaten. He's dead. Reamed out. He doesn't even do it anymore. He's not funny. He copied me. He rides my coattails. It's like, Chad, you don't have a coat. And if it did, it wouldn't have tails. How fancy are you? You don't have a couch. You don't have a couch, but you have coattails? You don't even have Argyle sweaters anymore. You had to sell those. Your idea of formal wear is a new Zumach Mania t-shirt. I'll get one of the fresh ones out of the box. But even the ones in the box now are like vodka soaked from you trying to steal full double talls out of the bar at the end of the night. Oh, shit. Spilling it all over. Wringing out shirts into your mouth in the car like a fucking degenerate. Returning the rental car. Everybody explained to us how rental cars work. I picked the rental car up right at the airport, so it's pretty convenient. It's like, whoa, do you fly all the time? You sound like somebody should have clear. You pick up the rental cars right at the airport? Holy shit, Chad. Holy shit. Fuck. When people see you in line at the rental counter, do they ask you for an autograph? Not because you're famous or anything, just like, you're the guy who gets his rental car at the fucking airport? Wow. Do they hold up a sign? They're like, Chud. Chud. Chud, please. Chud. Anybody? I'm here for Chud. Well, we're coming to an end, my friends. We've done it. We've blocked Chad. He's still alive, so I'm sure the minute I go off, he'll come back on to kind of put a cap on how he owned me. Melton thought he was going to come in here and stream snipe me. That ain't happening, bro. That ain't happening. I put up an old show. I played some of his stand-up. Dude. He got fucking owned, bro. Owned. Straight up. Any way you want to measure it, except by the way people measure things, he lost this one, Melton did. He lost it. Chad never forgave Melton for sabotaging the oil can. I mean, what a loser. The thing Chad doesn't understand is, like, I never thought you were a cool guy. The minute I walked into the house and you were hunched over six tubs of Outback takeout, drunk as shit, we had an hour-long conversation. You went to bed the next morning. You introduced yourself to me. And I told you we met last night and talked for an hour. You said, we did? I was like, oh, shit. My mom's here. My mom was a big-time alcoholic. I mean, fuck, dude. Again, you put holes in walls. You broke porcelain. Earl Skakel heard it crashing on the phone. You drank three handles of vodka in 1 week. Not even a week. It was 5 days. You got problems, bro. You got problems. You're gross, dude. Nobody ever nobody turned on you. You were always my clown. I felt bad for you. I was trying to help you in the beginning, you know, but you're an idiot. Like, you're a fucking dummy. I remember when you told me you drove to Oklahoma from Tampa to open for me for $400 for 5 days. I almost took my own dick out and started slapping myself in the face with it. Like, waka, 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 waka. Like, no fucking way, idiot. No way. What the fuck? Oh, baby. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? This is a loser. All right. Enjoy MLC. Chad, try to do another show. We'll be waiting, baby. We'll be waiting. We made him quit. We made him quit. I made the Zumok boy go take a shit. Oh, yeah. We made him quit. We made him quit. I told you I'd outlast him. I told you. Don't get got. Don't get got. Nobody get gots to Melton. Nobody get gots to Melton.